Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is the one and only Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Of course, 37, 38, 39. Get this. Come September, it'll be 40 years. 40 years of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. It means at one point in time, I could fight. And I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I'm a writer. I'm a fighter. I'm bringing a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? You're buying the pay-per-views. Or are you buying the pay-per-views? You could tweet me. My Twitter handle, of course, is Not Average Pedro. Hook me up at Not Average Pedro. We'll talk about boxing. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. For 2 hours, we'll be celebrating, of course, the sport of boxing, spending a lot of time concentrating on the life and times of Emanuel Stewart. Of course, the gold father passed away in 2012 from colon cancer. Get those colonoscopies. Get those colonoscopies. But the bottom line is, of course, we'll talk about him with John LePack and Richard Sloan. That'll be hour number two. But hour number one, we'll bring in the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant, spend some time with us. And, of course, we'll spend some time with Tommy D as well. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing. Of course, we'll also talk about last night's card with Jake Paul. Of course, Jake Paul, they call him the problem child. The guy's a celebrity type of boxer. He's not going to be world champion. In fact, there's a good chance that the impeccable one could beat him, and the impeccable one doesn't have any fights yet. What I'm trying to tell you is that he's a good attraction for TV. And last night, Amanda Serrano didn't show up to fight. 18,000 people. Jake Paul says he's given 18,000 refunds. I kid you not. 18,000 refunds. More power to him. We'll talk about that and more after the break when we bring in Tommy D, of course, coming to us from the Bronx. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and of course, WBC TV, Via Viv TV, and the Facebook page. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
That is or was the so-called world's greatest promoter, Don King. And think about what he said. You know, slim and none, talk about great fights. He put together great fights. He and Bob Arum, listen, they were bitter enemies. I mean, sort of like salt and pepper, not color-wise, it's different. They were opposite guys, okay? Oil and water. But the bottom line is, at times, they came together and made the super fights. Now the super fights aren't happening. Blame it on the promoters, no doubt about that. Now, last night, of course, I mentioned Jake Paul, of course, the problem child, 9-9-1, 6 KOs. He destroyed some guy that's from across the bay here in San Francisco. Ryan Borland from Martinez, California, 17-3, 6 KOs. He got knocked around and battered in 2 minutes and 37 seconds. But let me tell you, Mr. Borland, do not come to the boxers' meetings here in Northern California because I will, like, laugh the entire time. I will never stop laughing. You were like a comedy act from the start to the end. But bottom line is, that's why the fight had to take place last night. That's why Jake Paul wouldn't cancel. Of course, initially, Amanda Serrano was supposed to be in the main event against Nina Meineke. That didn't happen. Nina Meineke got paid her money, according to Jake Paul. And Amanda Serrano, of course, had something to fall in her eye during some, had a perm or something like that. Something was going on before the fight with her hair, and something fell in her eye, and the bottom line is she wasn't able to fight. I thought it was a long-time eye injury. I was suspecting it, and obviously, I may have been wrong. Me wrong? Not too often. But the bottom line is, Amanda Serrano and Nina Meineke did not fight in the main event last night after that 2 minute and 30 seconds debacle by the Jake Paul. In fact, they stepped into the ring and announced it right then and there. So, me in my mind, I said to myself, that's the Puerto Ricans. I hate to say, I mean, draw 18,000 people into the place and then the Puerto Rican star is not going to fight. I mean, come on, no place else on this planet would they have pulled that kind of crap. But they weren't going to give... no place else on this planet where they give 18,000 refunds either. But Jake Paul says he's going to give 18,000 refunds. Take my word for it. Tony Holden says that Jake Paul is up. He's good for everything he says. More power to him. Now we take it from Jake Paul being good for what he says to a guy that's always good for what he says. I'm talking about the East Coast very own. The guy from the Bronx, about Tommy D. Sir Thomas Dulamuth, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, Pedro, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. You sound a little down here, man. You need a little coffee here this morning or what?
No, I'm good. I mean, the only thing I'm down, I didn't get to see Amanda Serrano fight last night. You know, she's one of my favorite fighters right now. Male and female, she's one of my favorites, and it's kind of disappointing. It looks like this might be the end of Amanda. I, I, she kind of hinted to that, like, you know, when she gave her little speech last night at the end. Like, she was very devastated, and she's saying that she wants to retire in Puerto Rico. So I'm assuming she's probably going to give it one more shot, maybe one more fight, and I think it might be it for Amanda.
You know, but let's go back to Jake Paul giving 18,000 refunds. See, here's what's up. The reason why they didn't announce this beforehand was they wanted people there. Jake Paul had to do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Jake Paul was the real star in this. He was the money behind it. Amanda was just a prop. Was that cool? Is that a good way to put it?
I guess you could put it that way. I mean, he's done a lot for fighters there in
Puerto Rico. What? Jake Paul didn't sell any tickets to Puerto Rico, though.
Most likely not. No.
I mean, if it had been Jake Paul by himself, it'd have been you, me, and the impeccable one in the arena. That's it.
Yeah, and then the opponent was there to lay down, and that's what he did. He laid down for like 30 seconds.
Listen, the guy's from Martinez, California, right across the bay. He was born right across the bay here, right? If he shows up to our monthly boxing meetings, I'm gonna just be. I have to put on my shades and just laugh, man. I mean, that was clownish. I mean, let me tell you like this. We haven't had a guy from Northern California go on TV and look that bad in my memory.
I don't even know what to say. The guy was a professional fighter, a professional boxer.
No. Listen, the guy was a bum.
I mean, yeah, but he's had professional fights. He's had more experience than Jake Paul has had.
17. You know? He came in at 17-2 with 6 KOs. Fighting somewhere out of Oklahoma in the Midwest, born here in Martinez, California. Yeah, if he shows up to the meetings, he's getting dogged. 2 minutes and 37 seconds. Let's talk about this Jonathan Bamba Gonzalez, the WBO 108-pound champion. I wasn't too impressed with that. Of course, he won in 12 rounds over Rene Santiago, who came in with a 12-3 record. But the bottom line is, 112 is where it's at. Jesse Rodriguez, Bam Bam Rodriguez, he's a standard bearer for those lighter weights right now, right?
Oh yeah, Bam Bam's the truth. I like him a lot. And this guy, I thought Santiago, I thought the fight was much closer than what the scores were. I thought Santiago might have won that fight.
Really?
It's weird. Yeah, it was a closer fight than what people, you know, what the judges had it.
Okay. All in all, though, it was an off night. Of course, it was supposed to be Amanda Serrano's evening. It didn't happen. And you think she's going to retire? Do you think was there an eye injury before this? Do you think this beautician thing was something that dropped in her eye? You think that's a prop? Because she was hinting at it big time beforehand that she was getting out, you know what I'm saying? And now we have the eye injury and she's out probably, maybe.
It's hard to say. We'll never know, I guess, unless somebody admits to something. But, I mean, this is something that she's wanted to always do, is fight in Puerto Rico. And, you know, I don't see, you know, her willing to just, like, you know, pull out of a fight. You know what I'm saying? So it seems legit, but...
My dream was to fight in Puerto Rico. I never did fight in Puerto Rico, but I did a fight in Puerto Rico, in Carolina, Puerto Rico, Hector Camacho and Jorge Vaca. Now, Hector Camacho was all messed up on blow. I tell you the story? He's all screwed up on cocaine, man. So I'm in the arena, and he's not there. And I'm saying, wait a second, the main event's like in 45 minutes, and he's like, what's going on? They go, yeah, he's too coked out. He doesn't want to come. What do you mean he doesn't want to come? And if he doesn't come, you're not getting paid. I went back to the hotel and begged him to come. And he showed up and he headbutted Jorge Vaca into the fight there. May he rest in peace, the great Hector Camacho. But, oh, man. Hey, speaking of Easter, it's Easter holidays are coming up. And the reason why I knew that is that the bakers are selling hot cross buns. Do you like hot cross buns? Do you know what they are?
What is that?
I guess that's a Catholic. Is that a European thing, a Catholic thing? You don't know what it is either? You know what hot cross buns are? Yeah, the impeccable one does. They're like, it's like a, I thought it was like a Danish or a European delicacy that only comes out in Easter time at the bakery. It's called hot cross buns, and they're buns with a little cross on them. I kid you not. I'm not a big Catholic guy, but I do eat the hot cross buns, no doubt about that. Now we go from
Because I've worked for the church like 23 years.
Yeah, what can I say? 18,000 seats, that definitely shows what Amanda Serrano could draw, though, in Puerto Rico. Holy cow.
Yeah, she was definitely the main attraction. Tito Trinidad was there. A couple of, you know, boxing legends were there. It's crazy. I mean, it's a bad night for Puerto Rico, but, you know, hopefully Jake Paul's a man of his word and does the right thing and, you know, refund, you know.
You know Trinidad made me a lot of money. I was scalping tickets in front of the Garden one night for Trinidad and Hopkins. People say I was pimping, man. I had like a badass suit on, the whole nine yards. Put my press credential inside my shirt, you know, my suit, right? And sold those, scalped those tickets right out there. And of course, Hopkins went out there and stopped Trinidad. We went to the post-fight party and he gave me his hand wrap. That was a big night in New York City. Now, a big night in New York City is going to be Haney and Ryan Garcia, without a doubt, huh?
Yeah, that seems to be a good. It's going to be a good night of boxing. I'm still trying to understand, you know, figure out what the undercard is. They have Barboza as kind of like and he's supposed to be the co-main event, but he seems like he's a filler. Because he went up there in the press conference and in Los Angeles in the press conference and said, listen, I'm here in the co-main event. No opponent name, but listen, if any of these guys pull out of the fight, I'm here to take their place and be the filler for the fight. So kind of leaning and hinting that maybe Garcia, who's everybody worried about pulling out the fight, and then maybe he'll fill in for him.
Okay, I got some feedback on something I said a couple of minutes ago. Don King and Bob Arum brought you the big fights. These guys aren't bringing you the big fights. Al Haymon is sort of control. Is it Al Haymon? Is the guy behind Al Haymon Floyd Mayweather or Lloyd Ellerby? Who's the power? Who's the powerful? Who's the guy? Who's calling the shots?
I have no idea. I like to think, or like not to think. But I kind of think it may be Mayweather. I don't think Ellerby has any say. I don't think Haymon has any say. I think it's Mayweather, but I will never know. I spoke to somebody who was on the money team years ago as a fighter, and he doesn't even know who may be running the shots. So,
well, anyway, of course, Mayweather's made a lot of money, but I will say this: I think he'll go down as the most despised boxer in modern day history. Am I pushing that too far?
Yes and no. I mean, despise of what he did, you know, as far as like the money and, you know, and Money Mayweather, as far as Pretty Boy Floyd Mayweather, I could see it.
Okay, I'll leave. Before we go to the break, I'll say this, okay? Up until the Ricky Hatton fight, I was with him. After that, it was nothing but exhibitions. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
The man in the hour, obviously, is Sir Thomas Dudemuth. King Tommy, calling bottom line, this is Tommy D, of course, coming to us from the Bronx each and every Sunday on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Of course, the Bronx Bomber is Socrates Palmer, his partner. Now, Socrates and you guys, I sent you guys all electric toothbrushes for Christmas. Did you get them yet or what? It's like, what is this, almost March? This is March.
No, I got mine, and I guess Soc has the refills that he's supposed to meet up with.
Jay,
Soc is a busy man.
All right, but make sure that when he gives you those toothbrush refills, that they're wrapped.
Yeah, definitely. If they're not wrapped, I'm not taking them.
Yeah, you and I know where we're going with that. All right, let's talk about Raymond Ford. 15-0, now 8 KOs. Talk to me about Mr. Ford.
Ford was in a tough fight with a Russian last night that I can't pronounce his name.
Hold on. I'm going to get it for you. Otabek Kalamatov.
That's pretty good. Kalamatov.
I've been working on these names only for like 40 years.
That's pretty good. Well, this guy, Kalamatov, came in 12-0 with 11 knockouts. And he was the A-side, the favorite. You know, Ford is a matchroom guy, you know, and it was under top rank. And he took the fight. They were fighting up in upstate New York. And it was a nice back-and-forth fight. Really good back-and-forth fight, which I thought the Russian was ahead, maybe 6-5, 7-4 on the scorecards until the last round. And Raymond Ford went in there, and I guess he knew he had to knock him out, and he stopped the guy. It was a phenomenal fight and a big win for Raymond Ford.
We had a big event at the Turning Stone Casino. That's where the site of this fight was. We had a big event there, and they didn't serve booze. I remember one time, and I don't drink, okay? So it was like 100 degrees. They had a tent outside, and they put us in a tent, and I was a ring announcer, the TV announcer, or both. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, Camacho was on the card, and he was like the main event, obviously. And I went out for a beer, and the guy said to me, "We don't sell beer." I said, "Okay, I'll have some. I'll have a shot." And he goes, "No, you don't get it. We don't sell booze here." I said, "Wow. What?" He goes, "No. You want booze? You got to take a cab, go into town, and get it from a liquor store." I said, "Really?" So anyway, when I checked on the Turning Stone Casino last year, I was thinking about going up there. Of course, that was the site of last night's fight. They serve booze now. So what I'm trying to tell you was that the Indians were trying to say that, you know, the white man's poison. They wouldn't serve it, but when it came down to the dollar, Turning Stone turned the other eye, turned the other cheek.
That's how it goes, I guess.
No, without a doubt, though, it's a great place to watch fights. I mean, it's right adjacent to the International Boxing Hall of Fame, so it's a nice place. What do you think is going to happen with Terrence Crawford? He hasn't fought like since the Spence fight, and there's nothing really on the agenda for him. And he's talking about wanting to fight Canelo, this and that. I think that's a pipe dream. And somebody says, "What's a pipe dream?" Well, you know, when you smoke crack and you think dreams, and then it ain't going to happen. It's just a crack dream. So this is it's a pipe dream. Talk to me.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, he's got options if he wants to. I think Canelo is a dream. I don't think Canelo would ever fight Crawford. I don't think, you know, he has a lot to lose if he takes a fight with Crawford.
There are people on social media kicking my ass over. I think one guy is named David Miranda, David Martinez, or Damian Martinez, something like that. Anyway, he's saying, "Let Canelo do what he wants." That's just what he said. "Let Canelo fight whoever he wants. He can do whatever he wants." So I said, okay. You know the Kansas City Chiefs? They're in the Super Bowl champions. They're only going to play little leaguers this year. That's the same thing.
Let them do whatever they want, and look good again and doing it. because that's what Canelo's been doing the last couple of years. He's been doing whatever he wants. He's been fighting guys that pretty much don't deserve a shot. He had the Triple G fight. Nobody wanted to see that. He had the Charlo fight where Charlo didn't show up. And then he had the John Ryder fight. I mean, that's three straight fights.
And the Bivol fight, too. The Bivol fight was a loss.
The Bivol fight was a loss. So he looked, you know, he's been doing what he wants to do. It's time. Fight. You're undisputed at 168. Ever since you became undisputed, you haven't fought a real contender. Fight your mandatory. Fight David Benavidez. That's what everybody wants to see.
Okay. Is Frank Martin going to be taking on Gervonta Davis? Is that the signed opponent?
That's the rumor, but I don't think anything signed yet or confirmed yet. I think we're all waiting to see what they want to do. But, I mean, I think that's a good fight. I mean, it's better than him fighting, you know, the Garcias and that he fought the last two times. I think he's a good opponent. But nothing set in stone yet. No, who knows what he's going to do? He hasn't fought since last April, so that's a year that he hasn't fought. So,
okay, the heavyweight champion of the world, of course, is Tyson Fury. But next week, come the 8th of March, God knows they use that March 8th date because that was the date of Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier battling out in the Garden, of course, undefeated heavyweight champions back in 1971. I think Muhammad Ali was 31-0 and Joe Frazier was 28-0. And of course, Joe won a unanimous 15-round decision there. Although I thought Ali might have... you know, when that fight ended, Larry Merchant and I, we didn't know each other then, right? But we both thought Ali won the fight. Even though he got dropped in the 15th round, we thought that he won far more rounds than Joe won. But, you know, Joe almost killed him in the 11th round, and then he knocked him down in the 15th round. So I had no problem with Joe Frazier taking the fight. But I still think that he might have won, no doubt about that. I'm talking about Muhammad Ali. Now, today's heavyweight champion, we'll talk about Tyson Fury. He's going to go with Oleg Usyk sometime later in the year. But the uncrowned champion is Francis Ngannou. The 0-1 uncrowned champion is going to take on Anthony Joshua next week. And you think he's lunch meat for Joshua, huh?
I really do. I think he's a live dog. Like anybody's a live dog at the heavyweight division with a punch. And I think his power is real. But I think you're going to have a Joshua that's going to be focused, and he's not going to go in there thinking, you know, this is an easy opponent. He's going to go in there and take him seriously.
How many guys have knocked Joshua around? He's lost three fights now. He's been hasn't his chin sort of been like sort of suspect?
It's been suspect, but he's only been knocked out one time. I mean, he's been dropped and he's been hurt, but you know, the fact of the matter is he's only been stopped once, and that was to Ruiz. You know, and a Ruiz that was a fill-in fight that. You know, he took over for, he was supposed to fight Baby Miller. And I think it was like 4 weeks notice or something like that. He took the fight. So that's the only legit fight he's been stopped. He was dropped by Klitschko. He was hurt by Usyk. You know, so I mean, the question about his chin, I don't know.
Okay, all right. From one heavyweight to another, Jared Anderson, Sock, talked about this yesterday. Bottom line is he was arrested for going 130 miles an hour. And of course, and I myself was cited for going 100 miles per hour on a California freeway chasing some guy. Get this. The guy disappeared. I was working a PI case, and he disappeared, and he was gone for like 3 years. And his wife told me, I need you to find him this night. She goes, I'll give you $10,000 if you find him, okay? So I got him to come out to Davis, California, which is near Sacramento, California, and go to a bank. And he went into the bank the whole 9 hours. I got pictures of him in the bank. Once I showed up, he took off and he ran. So he got in his car and I chased him. And he got up to 110 miles per hour. So get this, I'm like going down the road in this red rental car at 110 miles an hour, right? Get pulled over by the highway patrol. They pulled guns on me. They weren't too happy.
I wonder why.
They tracked me with a helicopter. First they said, when I went to court, they wanted me to pay for the helicopter fuel.
Wow.
Yeah, they go, yeah, well, they had the helicopter chase you like 10 miles. And I said, hey, come on, you know. I didn't have a clue. But the bottom line is the guy's never been found still. I remember the cops tell me from that area saying, listen, the guy doesn't want to be found. I go, but I found him. And the highway patrol saying to me, yeah, you want to go to jail? I thought they were going to hook me up, and they didn't. Of course, they fined me like $500-$600. Now, Ngannou and Joshua, you think that's a wash? What about Zhang and Joseph Parker? That looks like a great heavyweight fight.
I think that's a really good fight. I think Parker's been on a roll. He just had one of his biggest wins of his career. He beat, you know, a Wilder that probably wasn't the same Wilder that we know of, but still, nevertheless, he got the win. He's won like 3-4 in a row, you know. And Zhang just stopped, you know, Joyce, who everybody thought was this big juggernaut killer, and he stopped them devastating twice. So I think this is a good fight. I like Zhang in this fight.
I thought Double J was way overrated. If ever I saw a guy that was robotic, it was Joe Joyce.
Yeah, no. I definitely thought Joyce was overrated, but they made him out to be this killer. This big
they made him out to be this killer.
He beat Parker. You know, Parker had frustrated him a little bit, but he stopped Parker, and I believe he stopped Dubois as well. So
what happened to Joseph Parker? It wasn't the Wilder fight. He got himself together. He was fat for a while, sort of like loose around the middle of this and that. He tightened himself up, and with the tightening came better performances.
Yeah, and I think with his new trainer, I think he's with Andy Lee, I think is his trainer now. And he done ever since the Joy Joyce loss, I think he's put off like 3 or 4 wins in a row, and he's been active. He's been very active.
The aforementioned Dmitry Bivol, of course, the WBA light heavyweight champion, 175 pounds. And Artur Bitaev, also 175-pound guy, 19-0 or 20-0 with 20 knockouts, a WBC guy. That's going to go in Saudi Arabia, the new capital of boxing, per se, and I'm reluctantly saying that. Who wins there?
I think Bitaev stops him in like 7 or 8 rounds.
Just not enough pop to keep him off, right?
I don't think Bivol can keep him off of him for 12 rounds. I think Bitaev is going to get to him. He's going to hurt him once, and then Bivol's going to try to run. And you know, I think he's going to feel the power, and because Bivol does not have the power to gain Bitaev's respect. You know, saw that.
I'm going to put it to you like this, okay? Bivol couldn't reach an orgasm with the right hand. That's how lacking in power he is. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Everybody knows what I'm saying. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D, you have a good week.
You too, Pedro. Take care.
All the best, my brother. Thank you so much. Of course, Sir Thomas Dulemuth, we call him King Tommy, King Thomas. Of course, his agent tells me you have to call him the king. Well, he is the king on this show, without a doubt, deservingly so. That is the king. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And I just wanted to be respected for my era, to be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard, and to be mentioned in the top four and the top five. Wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
Philly's very own Bernard Hopkins, former world middleweight champion, light heavyweight champion, I believe at one point in time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take it to the heavyweight champion of all boxing, the retired HBO godfather himself, Larry Merchant. Godfather, how are you?
I'm doing better than I should be for an old man.
Oh, no. What kind of diet do you... let's ask, you're 93 years old. What kind of diet do you have? I mean, do you eat McDonald's food or what?
No, I can't eat processed food. I have some no-nos, but I have found a lot of good yes-yeses in my diet. I eat protein. I try to eat green vegetables. I indulge myself with other things. I like fruit.
Okay, all right.
I'm doing all right.
You know, the question I'm leading to is, are you going to finally buy me a pizza when we come to Santa Monica next time?
I'll buy you a slice.
Oh, man, a slice. Come on, slice. Okay, I hope it's a big slice. Anyway, I brought you on today, of course, was always have a pleasure and an honor to be with you. But I was thinking about Emmanuel Stewart. Of course, it was 44 years ago yesterday that Emmanuel captured his first world championship in Joe Louis Arena when Hilmar Kenty got off the deck in the first round to win to stop WBA lightweight champion then Ernesto España. Of course, that was his first champion. God, Emmanuel Stewart's been gone since 2012, and the Gold Father, we're going to do an entire hour on him coming up here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But, Larry, you and him had a wonderful relationship.
Well, I always liked Emmanuel. He was a great addition to our team. Somebody who had the authority to make some judgments. I would often ask him on the air what he thought about this or what he thought about that. It would be more important coming from him than from me. He was a solid guy, and I always admired him because, along with a Tommy Hearns, one of the great fighters of his era, he was still shuttling around the country with amateur teams.
Yeah.
He was really deep into the game on every level.
Yeah, well, I miss
him. And at his memorial, Aretha Franklin sang Respect.
You know, he hired me two times to introduce Aretha Franklin in Detroit at the Palace one time in Auburn Hills and at Cobol Arena or Cobol Hall another time. Bottom line is, I'll never forget that because after I introduced her the first time, I was a little scared, a little nervous introducing Aretha Franklin to do the national anthem. The first time went off without a hitch. I said, yeah, right on, I got it done. So she says to me afterwards, she goes, Pedro, call me Aretha. And I said, okay, Miss Franklin. In other words, I couldn't call her Aretha. I had to call her Miss Franklin, but she said to me twice, call me Aretha. I said, okay, Miss Franklin. That was just my way of respecting her. Get that?
I sort of do.
Okay.
But if she would be happy with Aretha, I'd call her Aretha.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm old school, and I still call people ma'am and sir. Somebody told me a couple months ago, don't call me ma'am. And I went,
okay. I get it. Times change.
Yeah.
You're showing deference to people, but they want to be considered normal human beings.
Back to Emmanuel Stewart. Of course, he broke in, of course, with the Espana fight. But the Tom was. What do you think? Tommy Hearns was his superstar. Was that the climax? His best fighter. Is that the highest he ever got? Was with Tommy Hearns? You think?
Well, being identified with Tommy Hearns throughout his career, but we have to remember that he was called in as a specialist to deal with other fighters, including the heavyweight champion.
Klitschko? Lennox Lewis?
Lennox Lewis?
Yeah.
If not for Emmanuel being in his corner and having trained him, I don't know that he would have wound up knocking out Mike Tyson.
Well, that's a good point. I remember that Emmanuel, like, freaking out in that corner. Eddie Cotton was the referee for that night, and we always thought the late Eddie Cotton, he died of COVID a couple years ago, but I always thought that he was not in the tank, but trying to give the fight to Mike Tyson that night, and Emmanuel sort of screamed about that in the corner.
I don't remember that, frankly, Pedro. I do remember Emmanuel Stewart screaming at Lennox in the corner, "Knock him out! Knock him out! He's ready to be knocked out!" And eventually, Lennox listened and knocked Mike Tyson out.
Yeah, all right. Lennox Lewis, of course, one of the unsung world heavyweight champions, of course, knocked out Riddick Bowe in the amateurs. Of course, Riddick Bowe and Lennox Lewis. I guess that was a big heavyweight fight that we missed, huh? Lennox Lewis and Riddick Bowe.
I never thought about it, but if we missed it, then shame on us.
Okay, good point.
Or them.
Okay. Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney are going to headline in New York City at the Barclays Center. Tickets are going an average of $355 per ticket, and it holds about 17,000 people, and tickets are going briskly. Is this New York's sort of like trying to make a move on coming back in the boxing? They've had a few cards of late, and the Garden is going to be sold, Godfather. The real estate is too hot. They're going to sell the Garden. And so I understand they're going to have the Knicks play in New Jersey. Any merit to that in your mind?
Look, this is the business side of the game,
mm-hmm.
and they figured out they can make more money fighting at the Madison Square Garden than, say, in Las Vegas. Then maybe the ground is shifting,
mm-hmm.
but we'll see. That's a pretty high-level fight in terms of name recognition and how good the fighters are, particularly Haney, and it shows that there's an audience out there waiting to become an audience if you give them the right show.
Okay. I was bellowing about Don King and Bob Arum and saying at their when they were control the sport of boxing, the big fights got done. And now sort of Al Haymon and Floyd Mayweather semi are involved with the upper echelon fighters to an extent, and the big fights aren't being made. Am I right or am I just anti-Mayweather?
I don't know the politics and the business side of the game. I'm not close enough to it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The schedule speaks for itself.
Yep.
Everybody is hoping to hit the jackpot that will make their families whole for two or three generations.
Okay. Francis Ngannou, the MMA guy, is going to take on Anthony Joshua, of course, March the 8th, of course, the anniversary of Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier back in 1971. Of course, Ali 31-0, Joe Frazier 28-0. Larry, has there ever been a more important moment for the sport of boxing than that date in 1971? I mean, the entire world came to a halt, I thought. But has the world ever come to a halt since then for a boxing match?
Since then?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. There have been a lot of big boxing matches and stars who were big draws. But two undefeated heavyweight champions, different in their style, different in and out of the ring, who become cultural
icons. Yeah,
and that doesn't happen very often. It has happened a few times in boxing annals, but that was one of the most recent moments. I mean, Hagler and Hearns, Leonard and Hagler, major fights.
Yeah, without a doubt, no doubt about it. We're talking with the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. You know, when I think about the hero of that fight, in my mind, of course, was Ali Frazier. And then there was Arthur McKinney, the referee. He became my good friend. He was a wonderful man. I tried to call him Mr. He would call, I couldn't call him anything but Arthur. I couldn't get away with calling him Mr. McKinney. He got upset about that. So I had to call him Arthur. But I remember one time that Bone Crusher Smith, myself, and Arthur McKinney were standing in the garden for a fight. This and I don't think Arthur was working his main event or something like that. And Arthur was talking about doing his sit-ups. And Bone Crusher Smith punched him in the stomach in front of me and doubled him over. I said to him, "What the duck are you doing?"
What did he say?
I thought he could take it. I said, "He's like a 75-year-old referee. What are you, an idiot?" Yeah, James.
What did you say to that?
Well, obviously, he was supposed to be an educated guy. Bone Crusher Smith was the first so-called college-educated world heavyweight champion, in my mind, in the University of South Carolina, something like that.
Well, then he was overeducated.
No doubt about that. Now, Canelo Alvarez is going to fight Jaime Munguia, it looks like, in May the 4th. That's four voluntary fights in a row for him, Godfather. Should anybody have that kind of control over the fight game?
I don't know if anyone should. There's not a crown that you give to somebody for that. But listen, there have been various fighters from time to time who have transcended the sport and become interesting personalities worldwide. Sometimes you could say they control the game by when they decided to fight or when they decided who to fight. That's not unusual back through the history of boxing.
Yeah, but Larry, if Canelo Alvarez were the Kansas City Chiefs, he'd be essentially saying, "We're going to play, we're the Super Bowl champs, we're only going to play Little League teams this year."
I'm sorry, he hasn't fought bums.
Well, no, but here's what's up. Benavidez has been ranked number one for 3 years. He's 28-0, 30-something-0 with 28 knockouts. He's the number one contender, and they're going to sidestep him again. Larry, if you and I were number one for 3.5 years, we'd be going nuts. For 3 years, we'd be going nuts. He hasn't made a mandatory defense since 2021.
Well, he can do it, and he's doing it. And Benavidez should go out there and fight 4 or 6 times a year and get the public to demand the fight, and then make it a huge event, and then he'll get the fight.
All right, good enough. Anyway, you have a wonderful week. Enjoy it. Say hello to the godmama for me. Give her a big hug, and we'll talk real soon, Mr. Retired HBO Godfather. Are you enjoying retirement?
Yeah. I'm doing pretty good for an old guy, and okay. I'm doing all right in my retirement.
I mean, you went to the gym last night. Did you have a good, decent little workout?
Actually, I didn't. I took the day off yesterday, but I'll be back out there today.
Okay. You have a great day. Hug the godmama. We'll talk real soon, sir.
Okay. Take care, Pedro.
Mr. Larry Merchant, the retired HBO Godfather, of course, a Hall of Famer, and man, my mentor. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The guitar of Mr. Jory Cortez. 13, 14 years now with the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Nico Ali Walsh, a winner, and of course, his return to first loss was his last fight. Of course, talking about the grandson of Muhammad Ali, Nico Ali Walsh, of course, a winner in a junior middleweight fight last night. And the Turning Stone Casino, of course, and man, right near, God, that place is a beautiful place, no doubt about that, right near the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Charles Stafford was the opponent. I think he was a six-round unanimous decision loser. But the bottom line is, he's back on the winning track. Now, hour number two. This is going to be all about Emmanuel Stewart. I want to thank Daniela Jackman down there in Dallas, Texas with Veeve TV, of course, WBC TV. She's like the diva. She controls everything. She's like, she's got it all going down, but she was sending files here and sending files there and putting this together and putting that together. We put together a great show for you. Emmanuel Stewart, of course, will be, and we'll go into him in depth. I'll bring in Richard Sloan. Of course, he was a vice president with us with Kronk Gym, and of course, another Kronk Gym executive in John Lee Pack. So those two guys will talk about Emmanuel Stewart for the bulk of hour number two. And of course, we'll also bring in a short clip with Emmanuel Stewart. Now, when I hear this Emmanuel clip, I always cry. And it's a little I start to cry, and it's like, I just have to fight it. You have to fight it. It's like it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But for some reason, when he started talking about little guys boxing this and that, he's talking about me. You know what I'm saying? He's talking about a guy who was too small to play football, too small to play baseball, just too small to play basketball, really, although they had the midget leagues. But the bottom line is, you know, I was too small for things. So I fit into boxing. And how did I get into boxing? Of course, I got into a street fight in about 1970 when some guy named Guy Lambert beat the snot out of him. He was much bigger than me. And Eddie Machen, who had fought Sonny Liston at one point in time, went 12 rounds with Sonny Liston. He picked me up off the seat of my pants. He said to me, son, I'm going to teach you how to box. And that was the beginning. Of course, I went 6-0 with him before he died in 1970-71. Of course, he was like not in the corner, but he was like the guy pushing me. There was no doubt about that. And when my mother found out about boxing, she found out by having a Friday night drink after work with her friends down there at the corner bar. Because this is what they used to do back in the old days. Parents would have a drink at the corner bar on the way home. And then she had a drink. She came home and she goes, you know, somebody told me something a little bit strange today. I said, really? She goes, yeah. She goes, you know, you had that black eye last week. I said, yeah, yeah. She goes, you were in a boxing match. I said, what? She goes, you were in a boxing match. I said, who told you? She goes, Johnny V told me. I said, Johnny, I said, snitch. Anyway, Johnny V told you. She goes, yeah. He goes, evidently you're pretty good at it, but I don't want you boxing. Anyway, I was 6-0 at that point in time, so I sort of shut down the boxing career for about a year and a half, 2 years, and I came back. And in my next fight, my seventh fight, I lost the decision to Eddie Smith. Guess what? We went from 1 minute rounds to 2 minute rounds, and that was like a life-changing experience, no doubt about that. Now, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes up after the racist, biased, unbelievable news here on the network. So you want to turn off the air for 6 minutes, it's cool. The impeccable one says it's cool. And we will talk, of course, after the hour break, and we'll come back with the hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide and the Amanda Stewart Show on VTV and, of course, Sports Byline. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. If you get COVID, you don't have to lock yourself away for 5 days. The CDC changing the guidelines, but you should still stay at home and away from others at least 24 hours after symptoms get better and you don't have a fever without medication. The CDC said during those 5 days after you are feeling better and without a fever, you should still wear a mask, keep a distance from others, get tested, and wash your hands or use hand sanitizer. President Joe Biden said the U.S. is reaching out with help for the people of Israel and Palestine in the Gaza Strip.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in providing airdrops of additional food and supplies.
He talked about what he called the tragic and alarming event in North Gaza on Thursday, when more than 100 people died as they rushed food aid trucks and Israeli forces who were guarding those trucks opened fire. Michelle Traconis, who stood trial in connection with the disappearance of Jennifer Doulos, her live-in boyfriend's estranged wife, has been found guilty on all counts. Jennifer Doulos, a Connecticut mother of five, disappeared on May 24th of 2019 during a custody dispute with her estranged husband, Fotis Doulos. Her body has never been found, but the judge did declare her legally dead. Fotis Doulos died by suicide in January of 2020, weeks after he was charged in Jennifer Doulos' murder. Prosecutors allege that Fotis Doulos killed his estranged wife in her garage and had his girlfriend, Traconis, help him clean up the scene and dispose of garbage bags in various dumpsters around Hartford. She will be sentenced May 31st. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The swag bags for this year's Oscars boast a value of almost $250,000, curated by Distinctive Assets. They feature an array of luxurious skincare and wellness items, designer throw pillows, extravagant trips, such as the all-inclusive stay at a Swiss chalet for up to 10 guests, and a three-night retreat at a private villa in St. Barts. Celebrities will grace the red carpet for the 96th Academy Awards on March 10th at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash brand undergoing a recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Product Safety Commission highlighting that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features, which are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. They advised consumers to store the mouthwash in a location inaccessible to children. Wildfires and blizzard warnings causing anxiety for thousands of Americans. Over a half million people in California and Nevada face the threat of a blizzard, with up to 10 feet of snow predicted in higher elevations. Simultaneously, major wildfires in the Texas Panhandle and parts of Oklahoma have claimed at least two lives. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Power Pedro's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Get this. Come September, 40 years of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 4 decades of kicking ass, knocking out all bums. Straight up, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest host. And when I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? You're the boxing fan. You buy the tickets. Guess what? The average price for a Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia fight ticket, of course, at the Barclays Center. That's going to go down in June, of course. That's going to go down for April. It's going to go down for, get this, $355. That's the average. So the high end, the low end, bottom line is $355 in the middle. I remember back in the day when I go to a big fight, Salvador Sanchez and Wilfredo Gomez, Muhammad Ali and Larry Holmes, it was $50 for a cheap fight. You can't get a cheap seat in at the Garden or anything like that anymore. This will be a Barclays Center for less than $355. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. This entire hour, I'm going to be talking about Emanuel Stewart, the retired HBO godfather. No, that's retired HBO. What am I doing? I'm losing my mind here like Donald Trump. I'm looking at a script in front of me. But the bottom line is we're talking about the Kronk Jim Goldfather, of course, who passed away in 2012, had like over 40 world champions. He was a man, no doubt about that. But we'll talk about him in depth with John Lepak from the Kronk Gym and, of course, Richard Sloan, former VP of Kronk himself. So we'll talk about that in depth. I'm talking about Emanuel Stewart, the Emanuel Stewart All-Star Show right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, on the line, we've got two guys from the Kronk Gym. I mean, they're like executives, vice presidents, all that kind of crazy stuff. Talk about John LePack and, of course, Richard Sloan. Sloan without any... Hey, Richard, how come... What's up with the spelling of that name? Most people spell the name S-O-L-S-L-O-A-N, but you don't.
I'm not most people, Pedro.
That's what I wanted to hear. All right. Bottom line is, of course, we have come together to talk about the great gold father, Emanuel Stewart. Of course, he's rest in peace. May he passed away in 2012. Of course, I can get into his Wikipedia page in just a minute. But I want to talk about the first time that I met Emanuel. I think I was at the Tommy Hearns. Tommy Hearns just got knocked out by Iran Barkley, so it wasn't a good night for Emanuel Stewart, and I said to him, I'm Pedro Fernandez. And he said to me, he looked at me with this queer look on his face. I don't mean gay, but this queer look on his face. He said to me, are you the Pedro Fernandez that fought Vincent Webb? And I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, I saw films of you. He goes, you'll never be champion, but you can fight. So he was, I mean, straight up, that was the first time I met him, of course. And Tommy Hearns just been knocked out by Barkley, I think, in the third round. Big upset there, no doubt about that. But we wanted to have an illustrious relationship. John, what was the first time you met Emanuel? When and where?
Met him at the original Kronk Gym when I was a little kid trying to figure out my way. Expressed interest in wanting to be in the boxing business when I was still, gosh, maybe a freshman in high school. And did some hanging around the gym, did some training, held my own. And Emanuel just one day said, okay, that's it. You know, I'm taking you under my wing. And it was all just full force ahead from there. Okay. You know, when I think about Detroit and, of course, the fact he lived on that fame, what was that famous street you lived on, John?
Breton Drive, 1924. Okay. Right, Richard?
That's correct.
I think, well, I stayed there for a while. I told you the story about me staying there and being on the front porch. He had cameras everywhere.
Yeah, he was like Scarface, man. He had security every angle of the house.
I mean, I'm blowing weed in the snow out in front of the house because it's cold. And bottom line is, he's watching me on camera. Of course, he had Diana Ross lived across the street. The Supremes lived on that block. A lot of celebrities on that block. There was some crazy, wild things that happened in that world. Richard, what was your first encounter with Emmanuel?
In 1990, I was boxing for Joe Frazier in Philadelphia, and I met Emmanuel in Atlantic City. And then a year later, he had some fights in England, and I was back in England at that point. And he had Leon Zababa fight Tom Collins for the WBO. That was 91. And then we had Gerald McClellan beat Mugabe in 91. So I worked with him all those fights. So really, 1990-91 was when I met him.
You know, it's hard to sort of admit this, but it's been 44 years ago yesterday that Emmanuel Stewart captured his first world title, of course, with Hilmer Kenty grabbing the WBA lightweight title. But, man, 44 years ago. Are we dating ourselves here, guys, or what?
Time flies, man. I mean, when you look back at the history and a lot of these guys now, I mean, here we are doing radio and podcast stuff. Time flies, man. I guess we are dating ourselves. I got a little bit of white hair. I don't know about you guys, but time flies.
I
lost my Richard to the fight game. Thank you, but
that's right,
Pedro. It's beautiful to see, even though we reflect and we date ourselves as being 44 years ago yesterday, but it's great to see the legacy live on with so many trainers today, like Andy Lee, Sugar Hill, Third, you know, is with Jake Paul currently. So it's just great. So many guys out there still carrying on the legacy of Emmanuel's training methods.
Yeah, and of course the Kronk Gym, and we talked about the heat and that kind of stuff, how he turned the heat up. How hot was it in there? When I trained in there, I thought it was better than 90 degrees. Am I exaggerating?
Go ahead, John. I'll let you take that one.
Not one bit. Look, I complimented you, Pedro, on your weight loss, and I said wherever you lost it, I found it in the last few years. But Richard will tell you, I mean, that place was no doubt 90 degrees on a good day. And if you left that door open, you got your ass cussed out, and you got the stare of death by every fighter in that gym to close that door.
Yeah, people don't realize it was in the basement, which was a boiler room for the whole recreation center. So those pipes, man, they were scalding hot. Yeah, I mean, it was that was where all the heat came from to heat the whole rec center. So down in that basement, man, the boiler room was one door away. And then the famous door that led many to pain and fame was right there. So it was hot, man.
Mike Tyson told me he sort of learned that from Emmanuel Stewart, fighting and training in heat.
Yeah. I think it's good for fighters. I think, obviously, it keeps the muscles relaxed. You know, it's great for the conditioning and the wars that were taking place. On even people walking in dressed nice, they would be soaking when they left. It was just so
cold
hot.
I had a cold boxing gym here in San Francisco. They didn't have no heat. Okay, Newman's gym was cold, and like sometimes in the 40s. We're in like trying to get together. But guess what? Once you started sparring, there wasn't no worry about how cold or how hot it was.
That's true, but you can pull a muscle and things like that. You know, it's I believe in the heat. Maybe it's just the old school techniques from Emmanuel, but whenever I'm in a gym, I like to see it hot.
John, do you think that the legacy of Emmanuel Stewart, the fact that he didn't go into politics, that sort of hurt him? Because at one point in time, he was popular enough to be mayor of Detroit.
You know, it's very interesting that you bring that topic up. I've never heard anyone approach this topic before. But him and our Mayor Coleman Young at the time, our great Mayor Coleman Young, who led the city of Detroit for so many years, and him and Emmanuel were very, very close. And the subject had been approached, not just from a local standpoint, but believe it or not, not many people know this, but there was a talk at one point in time when Jesse Jackson was running for president, I believe somewhere around the early 80s, but Emmanuel's name was tossed in the hat by some local politicians.
Wow, I'm not about that. But of course, he told me, as we said to myself, so why don't you run for mayor? He goes, too many girlfriends. I said, come on, that's what he said to me. Of course, you know, not everybody
He wasn't an angel. I mean, come on, too many girlfriends. I mean, everybody knew about the girlfriends. He had fun.
Yeah, Emmanuel loved the girls, and they loved him right back, man. And whenever, I mean, like I said,
yeah, exactly. But here's what's up. You got to, like, I mean, come on. Any of us have had that opportunity before? Of course, come on, man. I can't even think about it. Of course, you know, all the stars that were exposed to him, and we were in Hollywood one time, and we were doing a tour of all these studios, this and that, and his girls are looking at Emmanuel, and I said, man, these chicks are checking you out. Oldster. I called him an oldster. And he said to me, he goes, ah, Pedro, you know, I got enough girls at home, this and that, blah, 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 blah. The bottom line is he didn't run for mayor because I think of too many girlfriends. I think that's what sort of kept him away. But as far as Jesse Jackson's concerned, John, come on, Jesse Jackson, you know, whatever happened to Jesse Jackson? He's still alive. Anybody seen him lately?
I haven't.
I couldn't tell you. That's one old school story that was told to me, actually by a couple of people who were very close that worked with Emmanuel throughout the 80s. And I never heard Emmanuel express interest in politics. But I will tell you this, Pedro, to your point earlier, there wasn't a night that Emmanuel stepped out in the town where he wasn't dead sharp. I mean, as the saying goes, if Emmanuel walked by you on a given night when he was dressed up, he was so sharp, he'd cut you like a razor.
You know, he took me to a couple of gigs there in Detroit with him, but I thought was like one of the greatest things before we go to a commercial break, one of the greatest things he ever did with me was he introduced me to Aretha Franklin. And I got to introduce her not once, but twice. So the second time I introduced her, she said, hi, Pedro. And I was like, oh, I mean, come on, man. First one was at the Palace. The second one was at Cobo Hall, I think. So anyway, we go to Cobo Hall, and I'm freaking out. We're going to introduce her do the national anthem. And I'm freaking out. And she says to me, oh, hey, Pedro, call me Aretha. And I go, oh okay, Miss Franklin. I mean, I couldn't call Aretha. Like, yeah, I just couldn't do it. But, you know, that was an incredible evening, no doubt about that. Let's roll a little commercial break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating, of course, from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. This is Ring Talk, your inside look at the world of boxing.
Attention homeowners, it's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When I think of amateur boxing, I think of a beginning little boy, or little girl nowadays, that goes to a gym and is just jumping around, wanting to learn how to throw a punch, maybe to try to win a little trophy, to do something that maybe they, especially for little kids who are physically small and would not be able to necessarily grow and compete in basketball and football and the other sports that require someone to be big. Amateur boxing means different things to different people. Some kids get into amateur boxing because of the fact that they can participate in something, being physically small, that they couldn't compete on a major level because with other sports because they're physically small. Many kids get into amateur boxing because of parents. The parents, especially a lot of the fathers who are liked boxing or was boxers, they actually start automatically teaching the kids how to box when they're like 5 or 6 years old, so the kid don't have a choice. And you look at many of the kids, Oscar De La Hoya, Shane Mosley, Floyd Mayweather, Roy Jones Jr., those kids got into boxing because they didn't have a choice. Their parents started them to box. And in the case of the Mexican kids and a lot of Hispanic kids, they actually get in it for the fact that they are physically small, a lot of them. They can get in a sport where they can compete on an equal level where, you know, being so small, they couldn't effectively play baseball, maybe, or football or basketball. And in a lot of the cases, they look at it as a way out of poverty for a lot of the kids, particularly Hispanic kids, especially after the unbelievable great success of Oscar De La Hoya, who was a kid, even though he was from a middle-income family, to see him making all these mega millions of dollars. It's been a great inspiration for so many of the Mexican and Hispanic kids. And I think more than any one particular person, I think Oscar De La Hoya should be given credit for the really tremendous influence and influx of kids from Mexican heritage and Puerto Ricans even getting into amateur boxing now. I see a lot of the influence and power in amateur boxing today is as a result of fathers. Everyone is particularly viewing the success of all these recent multi-million-dollar fighters, such as the Roy Joneses and Oscar De La Hoyas, Shane Mosleys.
Emmanuel Stewart, of course, talking about amateur boxing. He was a fantastic amateur boxing, 1963 amateur AAU champion, wasn't he, John and Richard?
Yeah, absolutely. He was a bantamweight champion in Chicago, the Chicago Golden Gloves, and he's very, very proud of it. And I think he stopped everybody in that tournament. Yeah. Certainly knocked everybody down.
Give me some notes from the Richard Sloan Library. Give me some notes on Emmanuel Stewart.
A perfectionist. Absolute perfectionist. I mean, I've been in boxing a long time myself now. I've never seen somebody come as close to Emmanuel when it comes down to details. So I mean, that's the biggest note is, I mean, perfectionist, right down to taking notes and his spelling. He had a pet peeve about bad spelling. Everything had to be right with Emmanuel.
You know what? I used to watch guys, other boxing writers use 2 M's when they did his name.
And he hated
it. Here's what's up. And he would never, sometimes he wouldn't talk to him again.
Yeah, well, if you look at his signature and you note probably around around 97, 98, he changed it to ARD in the capitals at the end of his signature because he was tired of people putting a T there, Emmanuel Stewart. And so his signature, if you look on eBay and stuff, you can tell what's real. And I remember when he did it. He put it out AR with a big D. So, yeah, he hated people spelling his name wrong. And believe it or not, he didn't like even being called Manny. He liked the name Emmanuel. That's his father was Manuel without the E.
I think Manny was sort of like I don't know, say it's a little degrading, but I don't, you know, it was a kid's name.
Yeah, Cosell called him Manny in the '80s, so I think he let Cosell get away with it. But most, you know, he would, when people would ask him how he wants his name to be said, he would say Emmanuel.
I remember I never
called him Manny to his face ever.
No. Of course, he was at the tail end of the Howard Cosell run, no doubt about that. He once told me one time that he thought that Howard was very influential, but that he overstayed his bounds. John, do you think Cosell stayed too long?
You know, I think Howard Cosell was his own best friend and his own worst enemy. And I think we've seen a lot of that in boxing commentators throughout the years. And I mean, it's very easy, let's be honest, to get frustrated at things that operate in our sport. Because, I mean, let's face it, it's the Wild West of sports. There's no real sanctioning organization that oversees it, even to like how Dana White has with the UFC. But I'll say this, you know, to Emmanuel's credit, despite all the ins and outs, and we have a lot of, you know, friends one day and not so good of friends the next day, Emmanuel did a wonderful job going back to your original point about politicking successfully through boxing.
And let's not forget, too, speaking of Howard Cosell and Pedro, you've called many fights on many networks and throughout the years. What do you think of Emmanuel as a commentator and calling the action? I mean,
he started with HBO in 2001, of course, and he had a good run with them, and I thought he was one of the best. I mean, Emmanuel broke it down. He broke it down, and it was simple enough for the average boxing fan to understand. Of course, him and Jim Lampley Larry Merchant, Harold Letterman. I mean, that was probably the best team. Roy Jones was good, but Emmanuel was better.
I agree.
You know, but what's funny is that I told you how Harold Letterman used to sign autographs after a show. Same thing with Emmanuel Stewart. He signed autographs till his hand fell off.
Yeah, and he did his homework. I mean, HBO used to ship the tapes to the house, and he'd study those tapes, I mean, around the clock. And when he'd get to the site, he'd lock himself in his room, he'd get his rest. He took the commentating very seriously.
Well, he told me, I used to tell him I do homework before shows. He said, what do you mean you do homework? I said, well, I do homework. I always do. He goes, what do you mean type of homework? In other words, I get when I used to do TV, I used to have a bout sheet. It was have the fighter's name, his record, his mother's name. I mean, every small fact you can have on the guy, you got in front of you, okay? So you absorb all this kind of stuff so you can throw it at him during a broadcast. But one time I sat down with the Goldfather, who was getting ready for, an Oscar De La Hoya fight, and he told me, he said to me, I think it was a De La Hoya fight, he said to me, he said, you know, I trained De La Hoya back in the day. He goes, now I'm a commentator. It's a little bit different. I said, do you have a problem switching hats? He said, none whatsoever. He didn't, Tom.
No, he did amazing. He loved boxing so much. It just seeped out of his pores. Like you said, he knew you as an amateur when he met you fighting Vincent Webb or the guy you mentioned.
Vincent Webb was in bed for 3 days, you guys, before the fight. We're the Western Olympic Trials in 1984. He's in bed for 3 days. So I'm coming by and eating cake. And I'm eating cake because here's what's up. Of all the numbers I pulled out of the hat, I didn't want to pull number 9. That was Vincent Webb. I knew it. You know what I'm saying? What number did I pull? Damn it. I pulled number 9. I kid you not. It was like I knew that right then and there that my Olympic hopes were done.
You could have been a contender, Pedro. You could have been.
I thought I could beat the other guys, but I couldn't have beat Vincent Webb. That was the bottom line. I mean, we studied these guys going in. That was the last guy I wanted to fight, of course. And Vincent won a decision over me, but I got to give him props. And, of course, Emmanuel told me a little bit later in life that, you know, as I said, you could have been a fighter, but not a champion. Now, John, when you think of Emmanuel Stewart, what comes to your mind?
Like Richard said, you know, he was a consummate professional. He was one for perfection. And I think to kind of tie in some earlier points in our interview was going back to Emmanuel's amateur days. He was a perfectionist about the foundation of boxing, something I feel that a lot of trainers today have gotten away from. And Richard, you and I have had a lot of talks about the pad work style of Emmanuel. And Emmanuel would be rolling over in his grave to see all this, you know, stuff. Emmanuel used the pads to teach. Emmanuel, any camp, and Richard, you've been there just like me from day one when he went in with Lennox and even joining Jeff Fennec, Chavez, we could go on and on. Emmanuel took the fighters back to the basics, working on things like balance, proper placement of the hands, transition of weight. And Emmanuel never got away from those things that he learned early in his career and carried throughout to the rest of his career.
Well, so I remember what he told me, basics, hands up, chin down, feet in position at all times.
That's right. Yeah, it's very simple. I mean, basically three punches could get a guy a long way. Now they want to teach you 33 punches and from all different angles. And like John said, twisting and all that. You know, Emmanuel would say it's bull. I might put an MF in bull.
He would.
I'm going to have to edit that out. Thanks a lot. You know, I tried to tell you we're doing a clean show here, Richard, and you had to come off.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway, bottom line is, Fog Live Worldwide. We've been known to come up with worse, no doubt about that. Now, I mean, the current status of boxing in Detroit. What's happening in boxing in Detroit, John? Tell me.
You know, I was excited to recently see Dimitri Salida put on a new series with DAZN here locally and getting back to the grassroots of building up some hometown fighters, but not throwing them in there necessarily where the A side washes the B side. You know, I worked for another individual who was mentored by a man for a long time, Bill Kazursky, promoter of Michael Moore, Chris Bird, some early Kronk fighters, Leonzer, Oba, etc. And it was always about strategic matchmaking. So I was very impressed by what Dimitri set out to do in that. And I think right now what you're seeing is a great growth period starting back in the amateurs where the Golden Gloves is really being proactive with the local gym. And the local gyms are working together by having a lot of days where they're sparring each other, training together. So I think you're going to see some really good things in a few years to come.
You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We'll come back with Richard Stone and John Lovack, of course, two Kronk gym veterans without a doubt, right after the break. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And, of course, this is the great Emmanuel Stewart special. Of course, Emmanuel Stewart passed away on October 25th, 2012, at the age of 68, as a result of colon cancer. That's why I'm imploring everybody listening to the show right now to get a colonoscopy. After the age of 50, get a colonoscopy. No doubt about it, get a colonoscopy. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with the Kronk Gym, the two vice presidents, John Lepak and Richard Sloan. More up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide after the break.
Come to Cricket, stay with Cricket. Just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family?
you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Wake up, people. You are optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends 4th of July.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, coming to you on the WBC page, the Facebook page, of course, coming to you via Veeve TV. And my folks down there in Dallas, Texas, the Jackamans, of course, both Daniela and John Jackman, and they're big dog lovers. You got a dog, John?
No. Gerald McClellan was the only dog man I knew at the Kronk gym, and I stayed away from him ever since.
Well, that's because he used to fight those dogs. Do you think it was bad karma that came back and haunted Gerald McClellan? A lot of people think that because he put these dogs in these – he electrocuted a dog allegedly at one point in time.
You know, it's a tragic situation, Pedro. And, you know, I saw a lot of beautiful things that Gerald did for a lot of people during my times at Kronk. And yes, Gerald was a really tough guy, and you know, he definitely battled his demons. And I'm just glad that he's receiving the care that he needs these days, and his sister Lisa's there to help take care of him.
225.95. Of course, if Emmanuel was in his corner, Emmanuel would have done what I did, cut his gloves off. Well, I mean, I would have cut his – after that first round, in the first round, I would have just cut his gloves. Listen, a couple of times referees tried to pull some crap on me when I had amateur kids in the ring, okay? And boom, No. That guy's done. And you can hear me from the other, you know, you don't want guys to get hurt. Referees don't give a snap. But that night, you know, referee sort of was wrong, no doubt about that. Anyway, who is the best referee in the world, John, in your mind? Who do you think?
Wow. Today it'd be really hard to make a call on that, Pedro. I mean, I was a Mills Lane, fair but firm guy in my day. Of course, you know, the regular rotation in Nevada, you know, Atlantic City, I think, had their fair share. It was very interesting. I'll tell you one go around we had. Richard and I were actually working against each other for the Tyson Lewis fight. We were on friendly terms. We actually traded a couple of hand wraps from Mike to Lennox. I was working for Tyson's promotional team. Richard was still with Emmanuel. And I had to do referee selection on behalf of Mike. And you get this big list of names, and Eddie Cotton was the name we settled on. And Manuel wasn't too pleased with Mr. Cotton refereeing that night, to say the least. Right, Richard?
Yeah. He wasn't too keen about it, but I think
because Eddie was trying to look like Eddie was trying to throw the fight. I mean, that's what you guys are alluding to and you're not saying, correct?
I don't know. I mean, Lennox just knew he had to go out there and do a hell of a performance and stop the guys, and that's what he did. So.
Did you hear Emmanuel spank him in that corner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was great.
John, you're shaking your head. What's up?
You know, I've been at ringside for I couldn't count how many fights, guys, and I got to tell you, when Lennox landed that shot against Lewis, Richard, I remember hearing that punch echo off the top of the Pyramid Arena
back up
the entire arena. And I was just like, holy smokes, Mike, it's like done. That was, I would say, maybe one of Emmanuel's, even though despite Mike being past his prime, you know, Emmanuel loved Mike. It was one of the last times I spent with Emmanuel was with Mike in Vegas. But I would have to say that was a great achievement or a great night in Emmanuel's career to help cement Lennox's legacy.
Referee Eddie Cotton, I thought he choked that night. Of course, he died of COVID a couple of years ago. May he rest in peace. But I put him on the spot at the Tokyo WBC convention. I said, "Oh man, what were you doing in that fight, man? It looked like you were like rigging the fight for the other. Everybody thought you were like trying to rig the fight for Mike Tyson." He's like, "Oh, but only I would ask him that."
You've never been shy, Pedro.
I have never been
Nobody's
shy.
Nobody's going to accuse you of that.
Okay. Let's talk about Manuel's greatest accomplishments in the ring. John, what do you think were his greatest wins?
You know, as we talked about yesterday, starting out with celebrating Hilmer's crowning as a world champion, being his first world champion, first world champion. I think you have to go back to Richard, what you mapped out in the biography, Be on the Lookout documentary coming in the next year, hopefully. But when you go back to the amateur team, the first Kronk amateur team where his brother James was a part of, and Emmanuel started piling up these unheard of wins as an amateur trainer. And then he was able to transition that through the pros and take kids like, I'll turn it over to Richard after this. Mark Street 6, one block on Detroit's east side. Milton McCrory, world champion. Dwayne Thomas, world champion. Stevie McCrory, gold medal winner. Stanley Longstreet, top 10 contender. You had Jimmy Paul, world champion. And then Dan Paul, top ranked contender. Six kids, one block. Two top 10 contenders, a gold medal winner, and three world champions that he took from children all the way through those ranks.
Wow. Expand on that for me, Richard. Expand on Emmanuel and his attributes. What do you think his greatest wins were?
His greatest wins?
Yeah.
I think the Lewis Tyson was a big win just because it was the biggest fight in the history at that time. And I think... believe it or not, the rematch with Leonard and Tommy, I think even though it was a draw, I think everybody knows Tommy won, and that was very fulfilling to him. And one of the, when Lennox knocked out Rockman too in the rematch, that was, I remember walking through the airport, leaving Vegas, heading back to Detroit with Emmanuel, and he said that was the happiest he'd been from any fight. There was something about getting that heavyweight championship back. So he had, I mean, I don't know, he's so many nights to count as it's big. I'm sure the Hill McKinty 44 years ago today, I'm sure that's massive too. First world champion.
You know, I put him on the spot on the first Leonard Hearns fight because I thought he brought Tommy down in weight too much. About 145 pounds when he walked in the ring for the weigh-in that morning. It was a little bit too light. And Tommy looked at him a little bit funny as well. And then the strategy that they employed for the first Leonard fight, John, I thought that was bad. He went out there and basically it was an amateur boxing event for six rounds. This is the hit, man. He should have went out there and tried to impose his will.
You know, it's an interesting fight. I think that's something that haunted Emmanuel for years. I mean, Emmanuel would get very emotional. I recall when two fights were ever brought up, and that was the first Ray Leonard fight and then the Hagler fight. And an interesting side note, though, was that they all remained great friends. Emmanuel and Sugar Ray, Richard, we've got pictures of Emmanuel playing pool in the basement with Sugar Ray at the house. So Emmanuel did a wonderful job separating business and personal relationships in that matter. But one of the interesting things Emmanuel told me about that night in the Ray Leonard, the first fight, was he was wearing the corner jacket, you remember, was almost like a karate gi. And he said he kept fidgeting. This is something he told me, Richard. He said he kept fidgeting with the robe. And it was just something that was playing on his mind or distracting him during that fight corner.
Well, no, but here's what, once Ray landed that body shot in the sixth round, the fight was like, went the other way. I mean, so why wouldn't Tommy Hearns go out there and try to be the hitman that night? He had knocked everybody out. Ray Leonard was smaller than him. He should have went out there and tried to impose his will. I don't know why that, when guys get in the ring with Ray, they want to box with him. Hagler wanted to box with him. Bad strategy. Guys?
Richard?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I never really spoke to Emmanuel about the strategy of the first fight, to be honest with you. So I really don't know what Emmanuel was thinking, or if it went to plan and it just didn't work out. I don't really know what the strategy was for the fight. Of course, hindsight is 20/20.
Okay, what about the Hagler-Hearns fight? Should Tommy have went out there? Maybe that should have been a fight when he should have boxed?
Emmanuel knew how good Marvin Hagler was. He was actually very, very good friends with Marvin and also the Petronelli brothers. So he knew how good Marvin was. You know, there was a few things that happened in the fight. Tommy broke his hand. He didn't say anything about it at the presser, stuff like that. So it just wasn't his night. You know, could it have been a little bit different? I mean, obviously Marvin had the bad cut. We don't know how it would have turned out if it had just made it through another round or two, but it didn't. Of course, three rounds, the most exciting fight probably in the history of the sport.
John, had Tommy Hearns beaten Ray Leonard in that fight, do you think he'd be the greatest welterweight of all time?
You know, I often hear the term used when we're on social media and Twitter and whatnot, when this fight is brought up or you talk about Tommy Hearns at welterweight, and people use the term cheat code, like a video game. He was an absolute cheat code. I mean, freakish, you know, 6'1", going on 6'2", 47 pounds of pure lean pork. And if you look at the video, and Tommy was in that, again, that classic Kronk stance, and he just twisted and pivoted off that right toe and put that hip in it. And that power, you literally could see it generate from the toe all the way up to the extension of the right hand. And I think that's where at times, you know, we could look back at that fight and say, well, it was Emmanuel maybe first moment under the big, big bright lights, under that magnitude, if you will. But if you look fast forward through time, one thing you'll see is Emmanuel never liked to leave it up to the judges. Emmanuel loved the knockouts, Richard. You know that. He wanted to end it not in the judges' hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, but when you look back at his entire career, okay, the big wins, the big losses, this and that, he was there. I mean, he was probably the most prolific trainer of the past 25 or 30 years after Angelo Dundee.
I mean, no disrespect to Mr. Dundee. I personally feel Emmanuel was a better trainer.
Okay. Well, Dundee was a good
Great corner man.
John and Richard, what the hell happened to Octavio Lara? I mean, Emmanuel spent millions of dollars on him, took him everywhere, first class everywhere. Man, Palm Springs, Big Bear, I can go on and on. What happened to Lara? John, first. Well,
I'll take it off first. I remember Octavio when he first came to the gym. I mean, he couldn't have been more than 7 years old. And I've got a picture of him literally when he was shorter than a man's waist. And he would come over to the house. We would play tackle football, Richard, in that lot that was on the other side of Marie's house. And we would play football out there. And I mean, Emmanuel had a lot of people that I could say were close to Emmanuel like sons. I think we're all sons of Emmanuel to a degree. Richard, of course, being very, very near and dear. Octavio was special to Emmanuel. Now, that being said, Emmanuel never trained Octavio like a traditional amateur. He brought him to the pro camp. He brought him around Chavez, brought him around De La Hoya. And there was a tremendous amount of pressure on Octavio. And that's a lot for a young kid. So when he turned pro, I was part of the promotional team for those first couple fights. And we drew record-breaking crowds for a pro debut main event and a 1-0 fighter at the time for his second fight. 11,000, 12,000 people in attendance. And unfortunately, Octavio, he came from a neighborhood literally blocks away from where I grew up. Heavy gang traffic, a lot of street activity. And he got caught up in a situation at the time, and the stress and the pressure of what took place outside the ring before that fight on the HBO De La Hoya undercard, which again was unheard of for a kid with what, Richard, maybe 25 amateur fights, if that, and to be a De La Hoya undercard on HBO pay-per-view. And I'm happy to say I do talk to Octavio a lot to this day now. And when we get the new phase of Kronk underway and we get the gym back down in the city of Detroit, he will be part of our training team. And he actually was just featured in the corner for Devel Smith on Dimitri's last DAZN card. Richard, go ahead on Octavio.
Great guy. Great guy. I agree with everything you said. I think you said it very well. He was under a tremendous amount of pressure.
How much money did Emmanuel put in him?
Emmanuel,
probably over $1 million.
I don't know. I didn't do the accounting, but I know Octavio was like family to Emmanuel.
We're running up on a hard commercial break here, guys. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back with a close with Richard and John LePack right after this.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Back with John LePack, of course, and my man Richard Sloan. Richard Sloan, of course, doesn't spell his name with an A, but the bottom line is he's still my guy, no doubt about that. The greatest artist in all of boxing outside of maybe Leroy Newman. Do you think that, do you like it when I call you that? I mean, that's how great you are, Richard.
I think you're too kind, man.
It's, John, don't you agree?
Man, Richard, pound for pound, is the best with the brush. Look, Richard, I tell everybody this. You walk in the airports, you get off the plane, and there's a painting by the great Richard Sloan. It's on the programs, the posters, it's on the billboards.
You guys are too kind, man. You guys are too kind. You're going to give me a big head. This damn hat.
No. Here's what's up. Because Emmanuel may have been the godfather and the godfather, but when it comes to the artistry, you are the godfather of boxing artistry. No doubt about that.
Thank you, Pedro. Thank you. Means a lot. Thank you, John.
Not a doubt. Now, I got to wrap things up here. I want to thank you guys both for coming in. So, Kronk, what's the Kronk Gym thing now? What's that tag once again?
Real Kronk Gym. Real Kronk Gym. Twitter, or what is it, X now, Instagram, Facebook. We're going to get the YouTube page up and running soon. Kronk.com is the official website, but expect.
And Richard, what are you doing? Where can people look at your artwork?
Slownot. I think it's official, slownot.com or something like that. It's on the screen there. I'm painting now. I'm doing something for the Joshua fight for next week and just staying busy.
Okay. Well, let me thank you guys both. I love you both. I think you guys are both class acts. In fact, you know what? I know the Goldfather is somewhere watching down on us right now saying, those three MFs, they're okay.
That's right.
You like that one, John?
That was it. You nailed it.
All right. All the best. Until next time, this has been an edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV, a production of the Veeve Network and the Talk America, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Pedro. Take care, John.
Nothing I can do. I feel so bad. Yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned.